How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing very good, Gord. Hey, thanks a lot for having me on. It's been a while since we talked.
I know. Been a pleasure, and it sure has. And, boy, I guess it's been a while since a move like that happened. And when you're a guy who's a relief pitcher, were there certain guys you said, you know, maybe today I'm going to be able to take it easy? They may not do the eighth inning and ninth inning Ward and Henke thing. Would David Price be one of those guys?
You know what? I mean, he's going to go out there, and I think he has every intention when he grabs the ball that he's going to go nine. And I think that should be the mentality of every starter. But, you know, unfortunately, you do have some starters out there that just like to go five and six. But he's definitely one of those guys that's going to, you know, take the ball and say, I want to try to complete this ball game. And that's a great mentality to have.
Well, we talk about you with the World Series rings. What got you jacked moves when you're in the clubhouse and you heard Pat Gillick had done something?
Oh, geez. I think when you start looking at it back in 92, I think when not only did we, you know, acquire Jack Morris, you know, during the offseason and, you know, a couple other guys, but in August when we picked up David Cone, I thought that was something where we're going, man, this starting rotation is going to be pretty strong. Our bullpen's really strong. Our offense, you know, the guys that are playing the defense and doing all the hitting, those guys are pretty dang good. So I think when we got David Cone, that was something that at the time was like, wow, we're going all in and we're looking to win.
I know when I've talked to you in the past, we're always trying to get comparables because, I mean, the last hit in playoffs was Joe Carter's walk-off home run for the Toronto Blue Jays, and yep. They've come close but no cigar. What do you make of this team and now with these two additions as far as the playoff run goes?
As far as the playoff, I think that now they've got a bona fide number one starter. And that's something that, you know, you definitely need. You got to have somebody you can give the ball to on any given day, especially in the playoffs, because, you know, David Price can be one of these guys. If they get into the playoffs, he's going to pitch a couple times, you know, each series, you know, whether it be in, you know, the division or if they get, you know, happen to get into World Series. He's going to pitch a couple of times. So he's going to be the guy that you're going to give the ball to and say, go win me a ball game. And that's the type of pitcher that David Price is. And that's something the Jays have missed. And I think, you know, I heard Alex saying something about, you know, since Roy Halladay. And that's probably how far back it goes.
Is it different pitching in the playoffs or is it all the same once you get out there?
I think once you get over the media hype, you know, all the media that are at the ballpark wanting to talk to you and, you know, be a part of, you know, get the stories and get all these, you know, the comments and stuff. I think once you get past that, now you go back into the clubhouse. You say, okay, hey, guys, it's just another game, but it's just a shortened series. All we got to do is go out there and try to win more games than they do. But I think if you look at it as, hey, it's just another day at the ballpark, let's go out there and do what we did all year long that got us here.
You know, Dwayne, certainly the Kansas City Royals, the opponents tonight and last year, they make it to the World Series, and they had that great 7th, 8th, and 9th inning pitching trio. And you had the great duo, you in the 8th inning or maybe earlier even, but then Tom Henke in the 9th. And the mindset you had to come to be that kind of setup guy, how do you handle that as far as the mindset goes and as far as your pitching repertoire?
Well, I think it goes, you know, further than just me. I mean, if it just happened to be where – you know, someone like Temlin, Coxie, or Eichhorn, or Tony Castillo, you know, anybody who went in there before I went in there, those guys had to do their job or I couldn't do mine, and then I had to do my job or Tom Henke couldn't do his. So I think the mentality of the whole bullpen was, I'm going to get out of here unscathed, I'm going to give the ball to the next guy and let him start off fresh, and then I'm going to give the ball to the next guy and let him start off fresh. It was just, I think it was a whole bullpen mentality instead of it being, you know, we've got to, you know, use four pitchers to get out of one inning. I think every one of the guys in our bullpens looked at it and said, I'm going to go ahead and get us out of this inning. If I don't, I know there's help down there. But I'm going to go ahead and try to get this inning over with and give this guy a fresh start, you know, in the 7th inning or 8th inning, and then, you know, obviously in the 9th inning for Tom Henke. But I think mentality doesn't change. You still got to go out there and throw strikes. You still got to go out there and get people out, and you got to do it the most efficient way you know how.
You know, Dwayne, I remember talking to Tom Henke a lot of years ago, talked to him a few times, but one is when he came over from Texas. I mean, you guys went on that long run where every game mattered. It wasn't just two World Series. It was like 9 years that the Jays were in it each and every September. And
yep.
The mental, the pros and cons about that, you're obviously motivated because it's not like you've been on teams that have been out of it by the All-Star break as well, but the mental part, the motivation about it, but also maybe the pressure on that other element.
Well, I think the whole idea about the whole situation was that when we stepped one foot into spring training, our goal was to get into a World Series. It wasn't, hey, we're looking to be competitive this year. We're looking to, you know, put on a good performance for, you know, 162 ball games. Our mentality was that, you know, hey, we're on the first steps of getting to a World Series, and we'll talk about it after we win a World Series. I mean, so we always went in there with that mentality that we're going to go all the way to the end, and then we'll sit back and reflect on how good a year we had instead of, you know, and I know it's been tough for, you know, for some of the Jays teams over the years where, you know, they were, you know, out of it, you know, come August, come September, and now I think they're, with the acquisitions they just got, I think they're right in the hunt with everybody, and, you know, once one team gets hot, I mean, they can run away with it, and I think the Jays are a team that can do that.
You look at it, speaking with Dwayne Ward, by the way, Gord Stellick here on Sportsnet 590, the Fan. So you got you've got Price throwing heat. You've got the wily veteran in Mark Burley, and then you've got the R.A. Dickey model, which is completely different, but he's been pitching well of late. If you're coming in after those guys, is it the same Dwayne Ward all three times? It is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, you look at those guys. I like to look at, you know, what some pitches these guys would throw to get certain guys out. Obviously, you know, not one pitcher on that Jay staff today, or not one pitcher on the Jay staff of yesteryear, you know, pitched exactly the same. Some guys had, you know, similar velocity, or, you know, may, you know, throw a curveball more than a slider. So when you sit there and watch these guys throwing, whether it be a left-hander or a right-hander, I like to look and see if they got them out with a changeup, or did they get them out with a fastball away or a fastball in, breaking ball in the dirt with a guy chase. And that's stuff I looked at, especially coming in behind like a Jimmy Key, or coming in behind Jack Morris, where he threw the forkball a lot in the dirt. So I said, hey, if they're going to chase his forkball in the dirt, they're going to chase my breaking ball in the dirt. So, you know, kind of trying to look at, you know, what similarities that starting pitcher has to you as far as, you know, will a guy chase? Will he chase the ball up out of the zone? So it gives you that idea of when you come into the ball game, I'm going to go out there and pitch my game, but if I get into a situation where I got to get an out, I know this guy, previous two at-bats, he chased a ball in the dirt. So it gave me a little bit of an edge.
Okay, Dwayne, so say percentage-wise, how many times did you have like a real quick, good eighth inning and you felt like saying, look, I love Tom Hanke, but put me back out there, Cito?
Just let me stay out here and finish this off. You know what, Cito was pretty good about that, and so was you know, even Jimmy Williams when he took over as manager. There were some times when they just, you know, they went ahead and said, hey, let's just let him finish it off. I mean, we're, you know, he can, you know, go through here and get the job done. So I mean, but they were good about it. I mean, you know, they threw me a bone every now and again to keep me happy, but you know, I knew my role. I knew my role was get that ball to the ninth inning and get that ball into Tom Hinkie's hands, you know, as many times as I could, let him start off a pristine inning.
Well, there were a lot of pristine innings back then, whether you, Tom Hanke, or others, and hopefully there's more the second half of the season here for the Toronto Blue Jays. Hey, Dwayne, real pleasure catching up. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's my pleasure, Gordon. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing what David Price does now in a Jays uniform. So, again, thanks for having me on your show.